Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we just ask you right now to do what you have called us to do. Have your way, Father God. Have your way in us, through us, and by us. God, it's nobody but you who allowed us to go through what we had to go through. Nobody but you that we had to deal with the infirmities of our lives, that we may become stronger. Your word says that though we are going through the fire, we should come out as pure gold. And God, we just thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, and your presence on this afternoon. God, speak through me. Use your words, not mine. Let the words of your mouth, God, be edified to the brothers and sisters that hear this, either live or in the archive. Give us grace, give us mercy. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Give unto God, who is the triune of a Godhead, the God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. We get you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We honor him, we adore him, so that we can be found favorable by him. And through his word that we are sustained daily by reading his word, obeying his word, and being true to him, because he said that he is faithful to us. A lot of us, including myself, are not always faithful to him. But I thank God for his grace, thank God for his mercy upon my life. If you have the Bible, go with me to Psalms 27, verse 13 and 14. The book of Psalms, verse 27. Excuse me, chapter 27, verse 13 and 14. Amen. That was Bishop Marvin Sapp and wow, nobody greater. Magnify him. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than our God who sent his son to die for us on our behalf on a hill called Calvary. Nobody greater in this place. I know that's right. Thank you, Marvin Sapp, for that wonderful selection. You hear the Bibles with you, have your word, turn to Psalms 27, verse 13 and 14. I am reading from the NIV version, the New International Version, which you may have may sound a little bit different, but it's all the same. And Psalm says, I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Just a few minutes, I just want to talk about how really God has been good to me. He has really been good to me. For the past few years in my life, I've gone through some troubles, some trials, and tribulations. Doing things I should not have done, saying things I should not have said, thinking things I should not have been thinking about. But God is so wonderfully great and gracious. I'm sure I'm not the only one up in here who has the right testimony to say that God's been good to you also. Because although we are not faithful to him as we should be, God's always faithful to us. No matter what we go through in life, God has the audacity to bless us and to give us not a second chance, but another chance. Too many times that we go through life messing up, either on purpose or by accident, God sees all, he knows all. And we don't take him by surprise. God is not up in heaven looking down from his heavenly banner and saying, oh, my Lord. He is not saying that, oops, I can't believe he did that. He is not saying, I just don't know how they're going to do this. No, God sees all. And no matter what we go through in life, he is the master planner. Pamela Mann wrote a song called The Master Plan because God is the master. He is the maker and creator of all things, of all people. And so that we have to give him glory, we have to give him grace, give him praise for his wonderful, mighty work. And to me, it's just not what he does, it's because of who he is. God has got it all by himself, and beside him, there is none other. I don't know about you, but at times I've messed up my life. From the time I was born until now, God has been so great to me. So allow me to see one more day. That's why I can graciously say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall be glad in it and rejoice in it. Right now it's raining outside, and although the rain is dampening the cloud spirit, I can still say this is the day that he has made. Because every day above ground is a good day. You may feel down, you may feel out, you may feel worried about something that you may not have control over, but God is saying, I got you on this. I was listening to a sermon by President Douglas Haynes of the Christian Baptist Church one Sunday, and he said that telling people of his church that God said that he got this. And as I was watching this sermon online, it blessed me so much, I had to write Pastor Haynes, say, hey, man, what a wonderful sermon that was. You just put out a great illustration of how God can deal with our situation. And, man, I thank you for it because God does have this. He has the whole world in the palm of his hands. Mahaya Jackson once said he has the whole world in his hands. And without God, I don't know how you and I can make it. We can talk every day and just say things like, I can handle it my way. But the truth be told, we can't. Because even when we handle it the wrong way, God still has it the right way. But I'm just concerned about my life and your life that why don't we just give it to God in the first place? Why don't we just give it to him on the fore end without having to think about it on the back end? God, the Bible does say, if I'm not mistaken, that he says, cast all your cares upon him, right? Why? Because God cares for us. He cares about his children. He cares for his children. Just like any father of the earth would care about their child or their children, God, the father of all fathers, cares about us. A lot of people just tell me, 3 months ago, how could you live with this thing you got in your body? How can you live? How can you be so gracious to God that you were walking around with a disease that's incurable, that no one has a cure for, and you can end up losing your life? And I said, you know what? You're right. I should be upset. I should be angry. I should start a war cry. I should be hot with God. But you know what? God created me, and He knows me inside and out. And whatever disease I have that's incurable, if God really wants to, He can cure me of this disease. I have now what you call is a stage 3 kidney disease, which is called IgA, or Burgess disease, which is rarely known, found in African-American men over the age of 40. It's mostly found in Asian men. And I got thinking, why is this disease in my body? Yes, I have hypertension. Yes, I have a high blood pressure count. But why do I have this rare Asian disease? And God was telling me back then, He said, I allow you to go through this so you can see the glory of my works. Now, we all have to do what the doctor says, but I submit the doctor of all doctors, He has got this. We took our medication today, that we take our eat the right foods today, that we have to exercise and lower our blood sugar count, lower our high blood pressure count, and just get back on track with God as far as being healthy and physical. God said, He's got this. Have you ever cried one night not knowing what you're going to do the next morning? Have you ever cried the nights you could not sleep because you worried about things you had no control over? Yes, I have. Wondering, what is God's plan for my life? Every night, every day, I ask God, what are you trying to do to me, God? And He is saying one thing. He's saying to you, like everybody else, just keep your confidence in me. God is telling a lot of us that if we keep our faith in Him, He will not fail us. And if we don't keep our faith in Him, He still won't. Because God is not a God that can fail. The God that I serve has never failed. The God that I worship has never lied. He never said oops in my book. He always done things to me in my life on purpose. Even if I didn't like it, it was for His glory. The word of God says that all things work together for the good. It may not be good, but it works for the good. And God's telling us, no matter what you are going through, just know that He is God. Job was a very good character in the Bible who lost a lot of things, lost a lot of his family members. His wife even told him to cuss God out and die. And Job said, you done lost your mind. The God that I serve is able. And is well able to deliver me out of the situation. If we ask Daniel tonight and ask him, what would you do, what did you do when God told you to pray to Him 3 times a day? And you know what? I was obedient. And even though the king at that time had a decree to see if anybody got caught praying to the true living God, would be thrown a lion's den. But Daniel was so faithful to God, his creator, that the lions at that den were hungry, but did not even scratch him. Because the word of the Lord says that the angel would send down and shut the lion's mouth. And a lot of times that you and I still may be still in the same boat. But no matter what we go through in life, we feel that we are the lion's den, a fire furnace, or even the belly of a whale. Because of our obedience to God. But God is saying, I see where you are. I see what you're going through. And because of your faithfulness to me, I'm going to bless you 100-fold. And that is good news, because I don't know anybody else could do that. Your mother and father may bless you. Your friend may bless you. Your cousin may bless you. But nobody can bless you like the Almighty God. When I was in an accident a few years ago in my grandma's hometown back in Gurdon, Arkansas, by myself, had a four-door hatchback, a Dodge Coupe, bad car. I went to go see a friend of mine. I went to see my friend of mine. I took a wrong turn, lost control of the vehicle. The road I was traveling on was very, not rocky, but it had just laid with a lot of loose asphalt. And the sign said, drive carefully, loose asphalt. And as I'm going about 35, 40 miles an hour on this loose road, that was still too fast for the conditions of the road. And lost control of the vehicle. In an embankment at doing 35 miles an hour, the car literally flipped over in midair, crushing the passenger side from the roof to the midway of the door. And just before that, I had a friend just dropped him off at his mama's house. And I told my friend, I said, Don, if had you been with me at that time, you would have been killed. Because if you had seen that car that was crushed in on that side, the roof had literally crushed in where the door was. And him being 6'2", taller, I'm 5'10", he's 6'2", it would have broken his neck and killed him on an instant basis. And he saw the car and he just broke down in tears. Because he told me that it should have been him. He had once told him before that he had seen dreams of him dying some kind of violent way. I told him, I said, Don, the dreams you are having, hey, the clear sign for you to get saved. And he's saved now, praise God. But had he been with me at that time, he would have been in hell. And people look at me and say, how did you get out that car wreck without getting hurt or getting killed? I said, well, I ain't hurt. I pulled a ligament in my left leg. Got scratched in my right foot, in my left foot. But I'm still here. No matter what you're going through, you're still here. No matter what comes in your way, no matter what or who gets in your way, God is telling you and I that we're still here. That's when the word what God says, that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Any day above ground is always a good day for me. I don't know about y'all. Instead of being 6 feet under, I'm 5'10" above. And no matter what I go through on a day-to-day basis, no matter if I have to pay a bill I can't pay, have to do this and all of a sudden can't do this right now or have to go to somebody I want to see. Today is a good day. As a matter of fact, every day I can open my eyes, have the activity of my limb, always a good day. And I kept asking myself, what did I do to deserve this goodness? And the answer is nothing. Because the Bible says there are no works of us that we can achieve His greatness, His grace and mercy. Because it's a gift. We can't work to be saved. Because it is a gift. But through the love of the Lord, He has given us new mercy every morning. And by just having new mercy every morning, that's a gift within itself. I just thank, praise God for the fact that He has allowed me to breathe one more day. Because the Bible says that everything that has breath Y'all didn't hear me. I said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. If you are still breathing on your own, you need to give him praise. And show God your gratitude and not have an attitude. I like that. To show God your gratitude and to not have an attitude. To show him that you're thankful for the things that he allowed you and I to go through. And even though that in that bad car accident, cars can be replaced. But I'm thankful I'm still here. I am thankful to get up every morning and ask for his mercy and his grace. I did not know what to call this sermon today because I had a hard time changing my words together. And I wasn't going to call it God's Great Glory. But then I said, no, that's not going to work. I said, no, I need to call something else. I said, well, how about this? How about wait on God because he knows where you are? But then I heard an old school jam last night, old school hip hop. By name of J.O. Felony. Had a hit record called What You Gonna Do? And J.O. said to me, J.O. said, I can give it to you, but what you gonna do with it? We may ask God for a lot of things, and God is saying the same thing. God is saying, I can give it to you, but what you gonna do with it? I can give it to you, but what you gonna do? God, I'm gonna give you the praise. I'm going to give you the honor, and God, I'm going to give you the glory, because nobody like you, Lord, has done such a wonderful and marvelous thing in my life to keep me sane and to keep me stable. No matter what I'm going through, God, you have always had my back. And even though I don't like what I'm going through right now, Lord, I will still give you the praise. Because your word does say, and it reminds me, a lot of us, that it works out for the good. Amen.